You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and as always, we are going to have yet another amazing show. Today's show is titled Breaking into Hollywood. And the reason we decided to focus on breaking into Hollywood was because of the interesting discussion that we had on yesterday's show. So if you missed yesterday's show, you definitely want to listen to it in the archives. We had a great discussion, and one of the things that we discussed was how difficult it was, especially for black people, to break into Hollywood. Are we held to a different standard? Are we held to another standard? Those are some of the things that we discussed on yesterday's show. So today we're going to follow it up a little bit and enjoy the discussion, enjoy the conversation on breaking into Hollywood. So if you are listening to the show on your computer and you want to join the conversation, feel free to give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. We have quite a few callers on the line. If you're on the line and you just want to listen, that's absolutely fine. But if you want to join us in the punch bowl, please press 1 so that we know that you have a question or a comment. Now, before we get started with the show, we definitely want everyone to post this show on your social media, on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your LinkedIn account, and let everyone know that you are tuned in to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. So before we get too much further into the show, what we're going to do is we're going to stop for a brief commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki? Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
If you are just now tuning in, we have an amazing show for you today. We are discussing breaking into Hollywood. And again, we want to make sure that you let your friends know to tune in to Changing the Conversation every morning, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you want to tweet the show, post the show, put it on all your networks, and let everyone know that you are tuned in to Changing the Conversation. We wanted to have this conversation not only because of yesterday's show where we discussed Hollywood and some of the expectations of Hollywood, but we wanted to create this show because Punch TV Studios is launching in Los Angeles, covering all of Southern California from the desert to the sea on August 1st. So that's going to place Punch TV Studios in over 16 million more homes. We're already in Columbus, Ohio, Mobile, Alabama. We're in Pensacola, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida. We're also in Houston and in Beaumont, Texas. So we're already in millions of homes, but launching in Southern California will place Punch TV, or the Place the Network, in over 16 million more homes. So since we're going to be live August 1st on KILM, one of the questions that we have received is, how do we get into Punch TV Studios? How do we break into Hollywood? What is it that we need to do so that we can be a part of Punch TV Studios and what you're doing? And the main answer to that, the number one answer to that question is, first of all, you want to be a part of the Punch TV movement. You want to be a shareholder. You want to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. We're currently selling stock in our company at $1 per share. This is something that you want to be a part of, that you want to invest in. You can go to our website, punchtvstudios.com, and you can purchase your stock today. Another way for you to be a part of what we're doing is to visit our social media network. That's Nabuki.com, Nabuki.com. If you visit Nabuki.com, you will see that we have our executives who are actively searching on Nabuki. There's specifically two things that you can do. Join the group, pitch your show to Punch TV on Nabuki. If you comment in the group, if you place any of your trailers, any information in the group, and then also send a friend request to submissions on Nabuki, then one of our executives will speak with you and talk to you about what you have. So we are actively right now looking for produced content ready for broadcast, which means that it is ready to go. We are looking for content where you have between 8 and 13 produced episodes. What we're going to move forward later on, in a few months, we're going to move to looking at show ideas, we're going to move to looking at scripts, and we're going to look more into show ideas, but now we're looking for produced content. okay? So that's one of the ways that you can break into Hollywood, break into Punch TV Studios. So what we're going to do is, as always, open the lines to callers. If you'd like to join the conversation on breaking into Hollywood, which is today's topic, please press 1. We love to hear your thoughts and follow up to the conversation we had yesterday. Is it more difficult for us as African-American people to break into Hollywood? This opportunity at Punch TV Studios, do you feel that this is a rare and unique opportunity? Let's hear your thoughts. We have a caller on the line. Good morning. Good morning. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Z. How are you this fine morning?
I'm doing well. Sharifa, how are you?
I am excellent, excellent. We're just following up on the conversation we had yesterday because one of the comments or questions that we had later was, okay, how do you get into Punch TV Studios? How do you get into Hollywood? How difficult do you think it is, especially for us as black people or black women, to break into Hollywood?
Okay, and you're saying and we're supposed to answer how hard is it to get into Hollywood?
Not how hard, I mean your thoughts. Just your thoughts on breaking into Hollywood, entering Hollywood, getting into Hollywood. What has your journey been like personally?
Well, I think what you're doing is Punch is an excellent way, I think so, that it would be to get into Hollywood and to start working in it from that way and helping, at the same time, helping your community. I'm going to go on the show for a second. Go ahead. Come on, guys. Helping your community. And I think it's an excellent way to kind of jumpstart it, Sharifa. And my feelings on Hollywood, I think there are a lot of different nuances. You got to learn the culture of Hollywood, what to do, what not to do, what's taboo, what's not taboo. And you kind of got to be careful because you can be smashed before you get started. You know, I wrote some Distinguished Gentleman, and my attorney really did not want to go too much further with it because they felt as though they would be blackballed in Hollywood, and pretty much said, let's just kind of leave this stuff alone and go about it another way because they were afraid of things that could happen with them and their name be blackballed. And it would be hard on them as attorneys. So Art Buchwald was the one who had written supposedly what, Coming to America, one of those things. I talked with him and they kept the thing in, Eddie Murphy was so powerful they kept it in court with appeals. So if you got money to do that, that's fine, but he didn't have money to do it, and I didn't have money to keep doing this over and over and over. So I think Punch is an excellent way to break into Hollywood, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it as well. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned the Distinguished Gentleman and kind of the where the story is now. But let's go back to the beginning, especially since we're discussing breaking into and getting your foot in the door. How did you get your foot in the door with the script for them to even have the ability to see it?
Well, I talked with a publicist. I knew a publicist. And it was Eddie Murphy's publicist. And they told me to send in their material, and I would go to film festivals, and they told me to send in the material to CCB DeMille building, and I got all the paperwork back in there. And what, in fact, happened was that they were setting me up to actually take my material. And they were saying, yeah, they were setting me up to take it, but telling me what to do to get it to them in their hands, and how what I needed to do. Come on. I'm sorry. I'm out. My husband and my son are driving. So they were telling me what to do to send it to them, but at the same time they were setting me up to take it. So this is like the culture of Hollywood. So I think going by through a reputable company like Punch TV is a safeguard, is a safe place to be. And then at the same time, you can feel your way around. But they told me exactly what to do, and she told me, what did she tell me? I haven't visited that in a while. But she told me exactly what to do so she could set it up to take it from me. And that's exactly what she did. And some of the other writers, like Paris Qualls, the famous American legendary writer, the one that did Inkwell and Tuskegee Airmen, the Rosa Parks, Amen, and Color of Friendship, you know, all those stories. Are you familiar with him?
Yes.
Yeah. He's had a lot of his material stolen from him, too. And
what would you say is something that you would recommend doing differently? Or in hindsight, is there anything that you would have done different?
So far as the film, actually, I don't know what I could have done differently, Sharifa. I really don't know what I could have done. Because I have my material copyrighted.
That's the first step.
Yeah, it's already copyrighted in the Library of Congress. And, you know, they don't care anything about that. They took my script and put the guy on the production table and used mine as a skeleton. They just said deviate from it here, there, and the other, and used hers as the platform, and then make this different or that different a little bit, and then we got a show. We got a movie. So I think coming there and learning the culture, hanging out, learning who's who and who has a little bit of power here, a little bit of power, what steps you don't need to go over, I think that's good. But you can always go in the back door like Tyler Perry did. He went through the back door.
Yes, and now he's at Viacom. Definitely. Viacom.
What'd you say?
I said definitely like Tyler Perry. So back to your script. You wrote the script. You presented the script. Did everything that they asked you to do. When is the first time that you realized that your script had been taken from you?
Actually, my brother was looking at the trailer or whatever, I don't know what it was, and he said, Z. I said, what? He said, there's your script. And I'm like, it is, because I went to the attorney, and it was a part where they all went to the court, and they start acting up in the court. Remember that scene where they were blew everybody's cover, and everybody was like, oh, you know, jumping up and all this stuff. I knew that was my script. We saw it on the TV, and that's when I realized, I'm like, you should have sold my script. And that's when I got busy with the attorney and all. And they were fighting them, and then she got afraid that Eddie Murphy was going to crush her. And she didn't want to be blackballed. So that's when I found out it was first film. Actually, my brother saw it. And he called me and told me about it. And then I saw it, and I'm like, it is my script. And I contacted the office back to ask them what they were doing, and they tried to smush me over and send me here or there and the other, and it was just a mess. It was just a mess.
Wow. Wow. Definitely hate to hear about that experience. What is some advice that you have for our listeners? And before I allow you to answer that question, as always, I just want to allow all of our listeners who are on the line, if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you want to join the conversation, please press 1. If you just want to listen, that's fine. Enjoy the show. If you're listening to the show on your computer and you want to join the conversation in the Punch Bowl, give us a call, 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. This morning in the Punch Bowl, we are discussing Breaking into Hollywood, which is a little follow-up from yesterday's conversation in regards to Girls Trip, our responsibility in Hollywood, the roles that we're being offered in Hollywood, and what our responsibility is as Punch TV Studios to make a difference or just, you know, make good television. So, Z, we're back to you. Thank you for joining us in the Punch Bowl this morning. But in addition to your film and to your script, you have a lot going on within entertainment. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your newspaper. Let's talk about what you have going on.
Well, yeah, I'd love to. I have a lot of script ideas and films that I have partially produced. I was a co-producer for more than a month that I had posted up on Nabuki. That's my nephew. Actually, he works for Paramount. And he writes Vampire Diaries and what's that other show? Just I don't know what the name of the show is. Shakri Tillman, Hassan Tillman. That's mm-hmm. him, but he has his IMBD or whatever they call that. And I co-produce with that, with him. And helped him with that. And I just think film is a great platform to bring people to a higher plane of thought. And this is why I think it's so important for us to be responsible with it. Now, like the book I've written, Preacher Reverend Hickman, I'm trying to get that into Hollywood. It was a story about this Baptist minister who happened to be my father. He's a very interesting person, a very unique character who did so much for the community. And he passed away at 61, but he pretty much dedicated his life to the community to make betterment, everything. And that's a nice, clean, interesting story. And I'd like to make that. Actually, I've got Mr. Qualls looking at that to make that a film, change that book into a script and make that a film. And hopefully that's something we can get in the Punch, you know, one of the scripts for the Punch Studios.
Something
to that extent. And I'd like to, I'm thinking of moving your bread and water to a bread and water talk show instead mm-hmm. of just the actual writing piece, because people are so into TV, people are so into talk, And I think it can be just as effective, cutting edge, though, not where you have your basic religious kind of material where people are like, you know, your televangelist, not like that, but taking it and hyping it up and showing how politics, education, sports, entertainment, all of these things are relevant to everyday life. And this is why I call it your bread and water, because it is relevant to everyday life. And show how God's word in a 17 sense year of the word is relevant to all these different categories, to politics, to love and marriage, to education, to sports, to entertainment. How does that have something to do with it? Because going back to television yesterday, what we were talking about yesterday, and making it relevant to what we're talking about right now, is that we talk about all the vices we have in our communities, right?
Right.
We talk about all the problems we have in our communities, and we have a lot. We have a $450 billion spending power. Black people in America spend more money than countries spend. And we're just here, a small minority of us are in the United States. We have a lot of spending power, spending. But out of that $450 billion spender, Chair Patrick, we only keep about a half of 1% in our own communities. So that's insane. That's terrible. So what you're doing here at Punch Studio is a fabulous thing. It's fabulous. And so I want to bring things like that out to ourselves. So we don't have to sell garbage to make it. We can make good quality movies that can cross cultures, that can cross genders, cross genres, cross cultures, and not only sell it to black folk, it can expand further than that. It can expand much further. And cross cultures, because we are an interesting set of people. And our history is like no other history. And so we want to do that. And I want to do that with your bread and water. I want a talk show with that that's doing trending things but keeping it clean and leading us to where we need to be and how we can do it in the way that's most effective. And politics, just the politics of things, how that has something to do with the spiritual side and the world secular side. And so, and I'm not talking about up preaching the blood of the lamb and all this stuff. I'm talking about statistics. I'm talking about facts. I'm talking about information for application. And make it relevant to everyday life. So, actually, that's my take on my show.
With that said, I mean, have you found that the type of talk show that you have in mind? I mean, I know every talk show is different. I know that everyone is unique. But across the board, people tend to find that a lot of talk shows have more of the Maury Povich, you know, Jerry Springer. There's the new guy, I forgot his name, who was Jerry Springer's security guard, his bodyguard. Now he has his own
talk show. Yeah. He's even got a show, yeah.
Yes, yes. But, I mean, we seem to want or at least the audience seems to want talk shows that are more drama filled. You know, when you have some of the more serious ones, I don't even know what talk shows aside from like The View or The Real with a team of people who are on now. I mean, because Queen Latifah's show no longer on the air. You have Ellen, but you don't have a lot of talk shows out there. I mean, and a lot of it can be because of the message. You know, the more positive the message, does it make it more difficult to get your show on the air with most studios?
You're saying the more positive, does it make it more appealing?
More difficult to get it on the air, to get in, to break in, when you're saying, you know what, let's sit down and talk about today's issues. Let's sit down and discuss, you know, the economy. Let's sit down and discuss politics as opposed to something that's just really drama. You know, who's your baby daddy? You know, you cheated on her for the last 12 years. You know, is he going to stop cheating? You know?
Well, it's according to, and I understand what you're saying, it's according to who your host is and how it's presented and what you're talking about. Oprah, you know, she's far beyond, but she did it for, 25 years? And hers was all about garbage. But she's phenomenal. She sits in a category by herself. Now, Jakes is trying to take her place. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know how that's rolling off. How is that rolling off?
Not sure. Those are the things that we're trying to discover.
I'm sorry?
I said those are the things that we're working on discovering. So there's a need for new shows and new talk shows and new points of views and new views. What we'd like to know is how easy is it to get that message across to people as opposed to something that's more, you know, if it's drama, if it's a reality show, then, you know, people tend to want to tune into it, I guess.
To drama. Well, you've got to have some creativity. You've got to have the right connection of writers. You got to have the right material. Okay, just like if you were having a show, like you got to have some serious stuff in there, and you got to have some comedy, because the youth, I mean, they want some comedy in there. You just can't have all serious stuff. But the comedy has to be filtered in the way that it's the appetite is the correct appetite. You're creating the correct diet, and that can work. That can work. I mean, you can have a part of the show, you got the devil in you, because people are like, what does that mean, you got the devil in you? Do these people have the devil in them? That was part of an idea or something too. Do you have the devil in you? A lot of people walk around with the devil in them and don't know they have the devil in them. That could be really kind of hilarious. That could be really kind of funny. You know what I'm saying? And, well, to me, at least. People want to see stuff like that. You could make that funny, and at the same time, it's sustenance. You know what I'm saying? People are angry and don't know why they're angry. And people are breaking up and don't know why they're breaking up. People full of hell and don't know why they're full of hell. They got the devil in them. And breaking that up and explaining how it is they contracted the devil, where that stuff come from. And, you know, they might be mad about something that happened 10 years ago and it swelled up and it became a part of their personality. And they going around thugging and all this stuff and don't even know why they're acting like they're acting. I mean, it's going to take some therapeutic and psychiatric stuff, but people are, you know, hey, bro, you got the devil in you. What's your problem? You know, or a moral court, what's right or what's wrong or this, that, and the other, and how you compose all that stuff. What in the hell do you want? What in the hell do you want? What is it in the hell that you want? I mean, did an article once. What in the hell do you want? And it was really funny because what had happened is this guy said he was, when he was young, he went into this store that he didn't belong. And this was during a time where blacks could not go in stores. And this white man ever said, what the hell do you want? And he turned around and thought about it. You know what? I don't want anything in hell and don't want to be in here. You know, you've got to use creative writers. You got to brainstorm, and you got to get people who can think outside the box. And they need to stop putting, that's another thing, you can have one, take God out of the box. God is not in a box. We put him in a box because that's what we were trained to put him in a box. Take God out of the box. That could be another component to it. And these things written well with thought-provoking writers and ideas, brainstorming, could be cutting edge, could be fantastic, could be something above the norm. It could open up a new path of thought instead of the bump and grind. It's so many smart children, younger children, that have ideas that are great. I would say open up the doors and let them brainstorm. This will be a good story. This will be a good one, or this will be a good television show. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, instead of the video dancing 24/7, you know, why isn't it shows about smart little black boys or black kids? Like the boy that started the bow tie business, and he's selling bow ties to Barack Obama and everybody, and he's making six-figure incomes. I mean, that's interesting stuff.
But is that a sign of the times that we're living in, that we're more interested in the memes and more interested in the things that are, you know, these reality shows as opposed to the young man selling bow ties? I mean, because there's the rule of thumb or school of thought that basically says in Hollywood, if you put something together, put some drama in it, put some raunchiness in it, put some sex in it, put, no matter what the show is about, sex sells, that's all you need to do to create a hit show in Hollywood or to get into Hollywood.
I don't think that, you know, people are eating garbage. Yeah, I'm not saying don't put anything funny in it. Don't put anything comedic in it because comedy rules the world. I don't think you have to have sex. I don't think sex has to be in everything. I personally don't. But I think comedy has to be there. I think there has to be some sense of humor. But the sex doesn't have to be there. It does not have to be there. That's perversion. I don't think that. Now, I don't know all of the statistics and all, but I know a lot of it. I know I did go to Hollywood Film School, and the main thing that they did say, just get your movie out there. It could be a horror movie. Those are good sellers. Take 12 kids, put them in a room, chop them up. You can put, you know, some sex scenes in there, but it doesn't have to be the gory, dirty, mudslinging stuff. Leave that stuff to the imagination. You don't have to. And I haven't seen Girls Trip, but I don't think you have to go that low level. I don't think you have to do that to sell. I think you can have nice, good, clean stuff, and it will sell. I mean, look, how do you think Oprah's last all this time? She's not getting with the Maury Povich stuff. I mean, and the more they go up, the more they go down, she takes the high road and she wins. She's won hands down, and she's never done anything filthy. Never. I mean, right? I know there's not a lot of Oprahs, but there are some anointed people out there. We got to look for them, and we got to look for good writers. And now, I'm not saying sex is not a part of life, but when you talk or use sex on there, it has to be in a responsible manner. I'm just saying that the filth doesn't have to be there. Make it nice and clean. And it will work. I think it most definitely will work. And we have to arise to that. We have to rise to that, and we have to make a standard. We don't have to have filth to do this, because you don't have to have that. And once that standard comes about, we'll see the society kind of calm down some. And because if we're worried about the sex, we are such a small minority of people in this country. Why do we have the largest teenage pregnancy, the largest amount of AIDS? See, it's selling, but look at the price we're paying for it to sell. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sex sells, but look at the cost we're paying for it. All of our teenage daughters are messed up. They're ruined. We have the highest teenage pregnancy. We have the highest AIDS rate. We have the highest prison population. We have the highest murder statistics. Look at all these. And is that worth it? Look at the cost. The cost is too much. The cost is too much to just sell sex. We can turn that thing around from the deficit, from negative, to something positive, and that can reduce the pregnancy. That can reduce the AIDS, because unprotected sex and all this stuff, all that comes from selling sex. Selling sex. So not only are you doing that, you're helping the society out in a better way. It's cutting down on the gang banging. It's cutting down on everything. We do not have to be the way the world is telling us we have to be. To do this to make it. No, you don't. You don't have to do that to make it. You can make it another way, but we have to not be afraid to move out of our comfort zone. And I think we're afraid to move out of the comfort zone because Hollywood says this. You can change the course of things because they told Tyler Perry, those Madea stuff, movie stuff, we're not making Hollywood. He's malt liquor for black folk. He's making it. And he went the back door and he did it through these plays of his talking about Jesus and God. And it works. So nothing's impossible. We've got to think of creative ways to do things. And it's out there, and we're smart enough to do it, and we have to challenge ourselves to do it.
That is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful advice. We always get so much information, so many details from Z. As always, we'd like to thank you for joining us in the Punch Bowl. We are going to be back tomorrow at the same time, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join us in the Punch Bowl for another amazing conversation. Thank you, Z, for joining us. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we will be back tomorrow at the same time.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.